Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to bless your name this morning, King of Glory. We've come to worship you, Father. We've come to adore you. And we believe that your presence is with us this morning, King of Glory. For this is your holy place, Lord. This is your sacred altar, King of Glory. Let your power fill us this morning, Lord. Let your spirit fill our hearts this morning, King of Glory. That we may worship you in truth, O Father, King of Glory. That we may worship you, Lord Father, with all that is in our hearts, O Father, King of Glory. Let your power fill us this morning. Let your spirit saturate our lives this morning. And Father, may you consecrate us for your worship this morning. Consecrate us, Lord. Separate our lives, Lord Father. And may you use us this morning as we stand before you, Lord. May you remove anything that is not worthy before you. May you remove anything that is in our lives that does not exalt you, Father. That your name may be glorified. That glory may come to you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. Sanctify our lives this morning, Lord. Bless your people this morning, Lord. As we have come to seek your praise, oh Father, and your presence, Lord, in our lives. May you answer our lives, Lord. May you answer our prayers this morning, Father. King of Glory, speak to your people your word this morning. And may your word answer that what is in their lives, King of Glory. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we believe and pray. Somebody give God a hand of praise and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God another shout and a clap of praise. Hallelujah. For he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. He deserves our praises. He deserves our worship. Hallelujah. You are most welcome. Greet your neighbor before you sit down. You're most welcome to our Sunday service today. Hallelujah. Greet your neighbor and smile to them. Tell them, neighbor, you're most welcome into the house of the Lord. It's another way for us to fellowship with one another. Hallelujah. Other than coming to sit and listen, and we say the grace and we all walk back without talking to our neighbors. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing to know your neighbor and to thank them and to appreciate them for being here. Hallelujah. Are you most welcome once again? Standing before you, I'm Pastor Fred Okwir. Hallelujah. And I'm privileged to stand before you. I thank God for the grace and opportunity that he has given me to stand before you this morning. Hallelujah. And it doesn't go without saying that I would like to appreciate our Bishop and Reverend George and Rose Oduch for giving me yet this opportunity to stand before you. Hallelujah. Let's clap to them in the absentia. I know they are with us in one spirit. Bishop called me in the morning before I got here, and he says he loves you and is praying for you. Hallelujah. He loves you and is praying for you. They had an abrupt meeting somewhere. They traveled, and I believe they will be back. So let's keep them in prayer, and the Lord will bring them back safely, and you will rejoice when you see them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's clap and appreciate our dear pastors who are here this morning. Pastors, you're most welcome, and you look very smart. These are loving, wonderful men and women of God, whom God has given to take care over us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are going to look into the word of God this morning. I believe the Lord is going to speak to someone, because there is a word for you that he has prepared for you. Hallelujah. There is a big word and a blessing that you are about to receive. Hallelujah. Is someone ready to receive that word? Say, I am ready to receive. My heart is glad, and I open my spirit to what the word of God has to say to me this morning. Hallelujah. the power of resurrection. Hallelujah. The power of resurrection. You may be wondering, why are we going back? Easter has passed. Now, what else are we still doing with the power of resurrection? Hallelujah. You will get to understand it when we go in deep, and you will know why you need to keep celebrating the resurrection of Jesus that happened a week ago as we celebrated. And of course, that is in our time. But that was 2,000 years ago, 2,000 and maybe 26 years ago. Hallelujah. But we keep celebrating, we keep remembering ourselves and reminding ourselves, because that is what has given us salvation and that is what has saved our lives. When without Jesus resurrecting back to life, we would have lost. Hallelujah. There wouldn't be salvation for mankind. It was the ultimate gift and the ultimate sacrifice that God the Father in heaven offered after trying everything that he would save man back to himself. Hallelujah. But he was the ultimate sacrifice, and so death could not hold him. And what happens when Jesus resurrected back to life? Did he straight away go back to heaven? Those are the things I want us to look at. Hallelujah. And we've been looking at this in the lunch hour. And I'm so glad that last Sunday, Bishop gave us a wonderful sermon. And that sermon was the power to a new life. Hallelujah. When I look at that sermon and I looked at that message, I saw that it still connects us back to the power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. A new life, a new beginning that was given to us when he came back to life. Hallelujah. And so that is the life that we are living today, and we do not need to forget and celebrate that life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is somebody ready to receive that word this morning? The power of the resurrection. If you're writing down, that is our theme for today. Hallelujah. That is our theme for today. Without forgetting our online viewers, please let's welcome those who are watching us online. Hallelujah. Please, wherever you're watching us from, you are most welcome into today's service. We are here and the Lord has prepared much, and I believe you'll partake of his blessing and the word that he has for you this morning. From wherever you are, keep until the end of the service and you will have your blessing come your way. Praise the Lord. Let's clap and appreciate those who are watching us online. We are not only us who are here, we are more than you can see. Hallelujah. We are more than you can see. Now, what we are going to do is, I will start by asking, because I did this in the lunch hour, so I need to remind you as well. How many of us remember the last miracle Jesus performed before he was taken to the cross? If you are in the lunch hour, I don't need you to cheat this question, this answers for our congregation, because they have not been here the whole week. Only to a few have been there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many by a show of hands can say, I know the last miracle Jesus performed before he went to the cross? Hallelujah. Stand up and let's clap for him. Hallelujah. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Praise the Lord. Let's clap to him. Let's appreciate him. You have wonderful Bible readers. Hallelujah. And exactly that is what we also got as an answer. I didn't give it myself. Someone in the congregation did. My job was to research and find out. Me, I just research and find out. I give you the challenge. Hallelujah. I find out and then I give you the challenge. I want to wake you up. Hallelujah. Yes, that was the last miracle that Jesus performed before he was taken. An officer came as they came to arrest him with their arms. Then Peter took up his sword and cut off the man's ear. Why? Peter was trying to resist. Why would they take our Savior? Why would they take the promise that God has offered us? Hallelujah. Little did Peter know that it was in God's plan, that by all means, whatever Peter would do, he was still going to be taken. Hallelujah. And Jesus rebuked him, says, God, get behind me, Peter. Hallelujah. Get behind me. And then he got the man's ear and put it back, the servant. Praise the Lord. That was a great miracle that Jesus performed. And then in another way, I also came here and asked back in the lunch hour, I said, how many of us remember the days that Jesus spent on earth after resurrection? Did he just come out of the tomb and fly to heaven? Hallelujah. How many days did Jesus spend with us on earth? Hallelujah. Yeah, we shall read our Bibles. Hallelujah. Of course, you'll find that in the book of, I'll not give you the answer. Hallelujah. You find the answer. People who are in the lunch hour, you already have the answer. Hallelujah. That will be a challenge for us this morning. And then how many of us remember the miracles that Jesus performed after his resurrection? Did he just resurrect and go back to heaven? Or he lived another life and did great things on earth? Hallelujah. Rita, you want to try? Okay. How many days did Jesus spend on earth after resurrection? 40 days. Let's clap for her. Let's clap for her. Hallelujah. That is an answer that we should all have. He spent 40 days. Hallelujah. So whenever we celebrate Easter, let us not end with Easter Sunday. Hallelujah. We have a life to live, and that life should involve Jesus for the next 40 days. I actually told people in the lunch hour, I said the next 40 days, we shall be looking at the life of Jesus and the things that he did and how at that time, some of us, perhaps we are already saved today. We do not know that we still have Jesus even in our lives. Hallelujah. We got saved, but in the middle of difficult situation and in the middle of challenges, we forget that we actually have a Savior near us. We saw this with the women who were traveling to Emmaus. Hallelujah. Bishop gave us that on Easter week, Luke 24. Hallelujah. Because they had trusted in Jesus, and they didn't know it was in the plan of God that he had to die and resurrect, they were moving around crying and grumbling, talking to each other, complaining that we knew that he was a Savior that was coming to save us. But the Jews and the leaders captured him, killed him, and have buried him in the tomb. Hallelujah. And now our hope is gone. We do not have any hope now. And Jesus appeared to them from nowhere. Hallelujah. That is also another miracle that Jesus performed after his resurrection. He appeared to these women from nowhere as they walked past to the city of Emmaus. Hallelujah. And he asked to them as strangers. And they asked him, are you a stranger in this land? You do not know what has just happened? The one that we knew was coming to save the world was handed to the Romans by the Jews. I was killed and is no more. Now our hope is gone. Hallelujah. Little did they know they were talking to Jesus who had resurrected back to life. Hallelujah. Are you complaining this morning? Is there something that has hurt you this morning? Or something that has been bothering you your entire life? And you do not have an answer to that prayer or to that need? Hallelujah. You seem to have forgotten that Jesus himself spoke to the Jewish leaders. When he went to the temple, you read that in Luke as well. He found them selling merchandise in the temple. And he told them, he scattered all that they sold, money exchangers, those who were selling sheep, goats, and everything that they brought to the temple. He scattered their tables, turned their tables down. And he told them, don't you know this is my Father's house? A place where he should be worshipped, you've turned it into a market. Hallelujah. And when he said that, the Jews got very hungry. Some of them were the traders. Some of them were the money changers. And he told them, destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I will rebuild it. Hallelujah. He challenged them. And he spoke in a way that they did not understand. He actually spoke and meant his death. Hallelujah. Because he spoke to them plainly, they said, how can he say this? This is blasphemy. It took us 40 plus years to build this temple. How does he say we destroy it in 3 days? He's going to rebuild it. This is blasphemy. This man is playing. He's joking around. Hallelujah. Back to the women of Emmaus. As they were walking, they forgot about Jesus. Now, when time came, Jesus revealed himself to them. Hallelujah. He went with them up to the disciples, because these women were heading to the disciples to take the news that the tomb where Jesus had been buried was empty. And what had happened? As the women, that is Mary and Martha, they only knew that Jesus' body was stolen away. Hallelujah. It was stolen by the Roman soldiers. And so they want to tell us that our disciples went and stole his body. And they want to put a blame on us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because they were not sure, these women ran back into the tomb to confirm what was said to them. And when they went to the tomb, they found the tomb as empty as Jesus had spoken. Right after 3 days, he came back to life. Hallelujah. He came back to life just as he had promised. He came back to life. And I believe that was on Easter Sunday, which we celebrate his resurrection as Easter Sunday. Praise the Lord. Now, the power that Jesus holds is the power to life. Because he died and rose again, he gives us hope to a new life and to a new beginning. Is something dead in your life? Have you been wondering about what next step you should take in life? Praise the Lord. Yes, you may say, yes, I have a number of them. But do you remember to put Jesus in your life at such a moment? Are you even aware that he actually resurrected, that he can give you a second chance, that this problem that is bothering you, he can solve it for you? Praise the Lord. Jesus wants to solve that need in your life, and he wants to bring a change in your life. Even when you see the situation seem very difficult, that nothing seems to be moving right for you, he holds the power to recreate that which is dead in your life. He holds the power to recreate that business that is having a challenge. He has the power to restore that marriage that has a difficulty and you do not know what to do about it. Why? Because he is the resurrection and he is the second chance to all of us who have accepted him as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Let's clap to the Lord for that. If you know that he has saved you and he has given you a second chance to life, so do not take the challenges around you as a penalty that has been said, this is the end of you. Praise the Lord. Jesus gives you a second chance. But are you ready to recognize that chance and that opportunity that he has given to you? Because he did that when he resurrected. Sometimes, like I was saying, Easter comes, we celebrate it, it goes, and after Easter, we go back to our previous life and living. We cry on Friday, we cry on Friday. Hallelujah. Then we wait for Saturday, as the song says, Saturday was silent. Everyone is stuck. What next shall happen in my life? Maybe you're already at that point. You're asking yourself, what next step am I going to take in my life today? Hallelujah. And then Sunday, we see him resurrect back to life. Praise the Lord. After 3 days, as he told, he mentioned at the temple, as he scattered the sailors and those who had turned the Father's house into a marketplace. Hallelujah. He resurrected back to life. Is it sickness that has been disturbing you? Or a condition that the doctors have told you this is permanent? Hallelujah. If death was not permanent to Jesus, why should that situation be permanent to you? If death was not permanent to Jesus, why should that sickness be permanent to you? And especially you who has believed in the power of his healing, in the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. I want us to wake up our minds and wake up the need of salvation that we have received and take it more importantly in our lives. It is not how much we shall look for pastors to pray for us. Hallelujah. It is not how much we are going to look for pastor or bishop to lay a hand on us. Because the moment we keep doing that, I'm not saying don't look for them, but where is your faith? Even when you come to us for prayers, hallelujah, where is your faith? Where is your trust? Have you thrown away Jesus in your life, from your life? And now you're only trusting that if pastor prays, if bishop prays, then I'll receive an answer. Hallelujah. Are you now only looking to the bishop, the ushers, the deacons, the deaconesses for that prayer? Because the Bible gives them the authority to do that. Hallelujah. Where is your faith and where is your trust? Because we have the power that resurrected Christ to life. That same power, the Bible tells us, is in each and every believer who has believed in Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. John chapter 1 verse 12 tells us that. John chapter 1 verse 12. Hallelujah. John chapter 1 verse 12. Can we have it on the screen? John 1 12. And this is what the Bible says. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name. Hallelujah. We have been given the right to become the children of God. Hallelujah. And when we are the children of God, because we know our God is an all-powerful God, he is the one that resurrects life from death, then we have that same power in us. Hallelujah. We can speak to situations in our lives and everything comes back to life. You can speak to that condition that has been disturbing your life and you receive an answer from God your Father. Hallelujah. And our opening scripture for today is John chapter 21. Let's go to John 21. This is a miracle that Jesus performed after his resurrection. Just like I said, I asked us, when Jesus resurrected back to life, did he just off go to heaven or he lived some time here on earth? Hallelujah. And we got an answer that he lived more 40 days. And what was he doing in those 40 days? So many miracles that the Bible tells us that if they were to be written down, there would not be place here on earth that could hold the miracles that Jesus performed. Hallelujah. No books could take into account any miracle that Jesus performed after his 40 days of resurrection. Whether it is a healing miracle, he did it. Whether it was making the lame walk, he did it. Hallelujah. Because he overcame death and he rose back to life. Why would death hold him into the tomb and yet he himself was the power to life? And we saw that in the resurrection of Lazarus. Hallelujah. Lazarus had died. But of course, before Lazarus died, a message was sent to Jesus by Mary, that your most loved servant, John, is sick, is unwell. Please come and see him. Or perhaps you may find him when he has died. And Jesus told Martha and Mary, he said, this sickness is not unto death. Hallelujah. This sickness is not unto death. And because he was in another land preaching the gospel, and he ran away from Galilee. Hallelujah. Why? Because also they were looking for him as Jesus. And when Martha called him and Mary called him, one of his disciples said, Jesus, you know this place we are being haunted. If we go back, we shall be arrested and you'll be killed. Hallelujah. But Jesus told them that no, we need to go because we are people of the light, we shall go in the day. Only if you go in the night that you'll be of the dark. But we shall go in the day and see our friend Lazarus, there we wouldn't have gone in wrong or in bad faith. And when we go in daylight, they have nothing to do to us. Praise the Lord. That is what Jesus told them. And off they went back to Galilee, and they found Lazarus had already passed on. Hallelujah. Now, that is the power of resurrection that I'm talking about. If he could raise Lazarus back to life, why wouldn't he raise himself back to life? Hallelujah. What would that be that he may not do for himself? And that which he did for himself, he also did it for you. Hallelujah. He did it for you. And he said, we are going to do this and resurrect Lazarus back to life so that the glory of God can be revealed and manifested. Hallelujah. And we see him going to the tomb after Lazarus spent 4 days. Mary and Martha told him, Master, if you had come earlier, you would have found him alive. But now he's dead, 3 days in the tomb. And Jesus commanded them, where is he? Take me to his tomb. Hallelujah. And because the glory of God had to be revealed, the resurrection power had to be revealed, Jesus called to Lazarus from the tomb. He said, Lazarus, in a loud cry. But of course, he started by thanking the Father. Hallelujah. How often do you thank God the Father in the challenge that you're going in the situation that you're faced with? Do you just fall down on your knees and you begin to cry, you wail, you roll on the ground? Do you see that opportunity as a moment to thank God as well? Because there is no miracle or there's no situation that Jesus faced without thanking God the Father. Even when he was on the cross, he thanked him. Hallelujah. He thanked the Father. When he was going to feed the 5,000, he thanked the Father for the 5 loaves that he had. Hallelujah. How often do we thank God when we are faced with challenges and we have difficulties that we are going through? Back to John 21, from verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And in this way showed himself Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and 2 others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we are going with you also. They went out and immediately got into the boat. And that night they caught nothing. Do you have your Bibles? And that night they caught nothing. Verse 4. But when the morning had come, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, children, have you any food? They answered to him, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. Hallelujah. So they cast the net now and they were not. So they cast the net and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fishes. Therefore, the disciples to whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he put on his garment and plunged himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, dragging the net with the fish. Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire coal there and fish laid on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of fish which you have just caught. Hallelujah. Now, this is something I want us to pick from that verse. Jesus appeared to them, just as he did to the women at Emmaus, traveling to Emmaus. Jesus appeared to his disciples. And he appeared not showing himself as he that was with them before. Hallelujah. He hid his identity. He hid his identity. You are wondering this morning as well in your life whether you actually have Jesus, even in the need that you are facing, even in the challenge that you are facing. You could even be cursing yourself that it would be better if I were not saved or born again. Praise the Lord. Maybe I was making my money out doing my outright businesses. But because you got saved, you cannot do those businesses anymore. Hallelujah. But because you have known Jesus, he gives us a second chance to life, and he gives us a second chance to resurrect anything that has been disturbing us or anything that had died in our lives. So Jesus appears to these disciples, hiding his identity, seeing how they are living after his resurrection. Praise the Lord. He is watching after Easter, after Resurrection Sunday. How are my children living their lives today? Have they believed the work that I've done for them? Do they know they have the power? Do they know they can restore their lives back to me? Do they know they can restore their marriages and their families back to order? Or they are simply crying and wailing and losing it all. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us here that the disciples were at the Sea of Tiberias. They were at the Sea of Tiberias. They were looking for fish because they were already disturbed by the death of Jesus. Hallelujah. And they were looking for something that they could do maybe to make their lives right again. They forgot that Jesus had prophesied that after 3 days he would come back to life. Hallelujah. The sea is often described by many things. Hallelujah. Your life may be at a certain sea right now, like I said before. And you forget that actually Jesus is already close to you and you have him in your life. The disciples forgot that Jesus actually had also appeared as they were in the boat and they were going to fish. The sea has always been described as a horrible place, a place with difficulty. And that could be where your life is now. Your marriage is disturbing. The children are also disturbing. The business seems to be unprofitable right now. Everything is turbulent around you. The winds are blowing. And you feel like your life is about to sink. Hallelujah. The sea has been a difficult place in the life of people. And you know what that difficulty is in your life today. But Jesus, who offers us life, has a second chance for you because he has the power to resurrect that which is disturbing you, that which has died in your life this morning. Hallelujah. He has that power. And you need to invite him. Because if you don't invite him, he will stand looking at you as you cry, as you wail, as you fight and struggle to your death. Only that he will be pushed by mercy to reveal himself to you. But we have the power as children of God to pray out some of these things and to restore our lives to the purpose that God has for us. And that purpose, we receive it through salvation and through the resurrection of Jesus into our lives. Hallelujah. Now, when he appears to these disciples, he saw how they had struggled all night. They caught nothing in their lives. And there is no fisherman who goes to fish in the day. But these people toiled all night. They toiled all night. The best time to do fishing is night. Hallelujah. During day, you cannot do that because they will be wide awake to see the nets you've laid, the traps you've laid, and you will not catch any fish. But because Jesus was in these people, he stood at the shore after they came back and told them, cast your net to the right side of the sea. Hallelujah. And they did. And when they did, the Bible tells us they caught multitudes of fishes. Other version tells us they caught 153 fishes. That was too large to be carried in a single boat. The other disciples who were docked at the shore had to row in into the sea to come and help these disciples get the fish from the lake, from the sea. Hallelujah. Your life is at the sea right now, and that sea has so many opportunities, but you do not know what to do. God has an answer for you, and He has a solution, even in that turbulence, even in that dark moment that you could be going through. In this verse, the disciples were in their darkest moment in life. They had already lost Jesus the Christ, whom they knew was coming to save the world. And the Jesus whom they knew was going to be their leader and their king, they had already lost Him. And I believe it is frustration that pushed them to go and look for fish in the sea. They had no any other business to do. Hallelujah. They had no any other business to do. But we know very well that Jesus promised them that He was going to send them a helper, and that was the Holy Spirit. He said, "The day I ascend to my Father in heaven, I will send you a helper, and that helper will be the Holy Spirit. That Spirit will guide you, will teach you, and lead you in all things." Hallelujah. The sea could be roaring around you, and you feel your life is about to sink. Jesus tells you He has the resurrection to restore your life back to normal. Hallelujah. He has the power to life. He gave these disciples a second chance by appearing to them. And I believe this morning that Jesus is ready to appear to someone this morning. He's ready to give you a second life and a second chance in your marriage, in your business, and in your finances. When He appeared to these disciples, because they had toiled all night, Jesus decided to change their season. It was morning, and He told them, "Cast the net to the right side." And no fisherman does fish hunting in the morning hour or daylight. But when they did that, is when their eyes opened to realize that they had the Savior who had resurrected back to life. And this Savior was the hope that had come back, and the hope that they much so needed in their despair. Hallelujah. The Savior had come back to life. Hope came back to them once again, and they realized, and we see the one of the disciples realizing that this was Jesus Himself, that the Lord was with them. Hallelujah. Let's look for that verse. That is verse 7. "Therefore, the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter," and I believe that disciple we very much know, that was John. Hallelujah. The disciple of whom Jesus much loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Hallelujah. It is the Lord. How many of us can realize that Jesus is with us this morning, and Jesus is in our lives, and we are ready to call Him Lord in our lives, not only after seeing what He has done in our lives. Hallelujah. Not only seeing what He has done, that we should recognize Him. Praise the Lord. And we see that Peter was taken by surprise, because he was living a life that had already lost hope in Jesus and resurrection. He had gone back to his life of fishing, and normal as a fisherman, removes his coat and throws on the boat, and then he's on a bare chest doing his own business, where Jesus got him at first. Hallelujah. But when he realizes, John says that Jesus is with us, this is the Lord, he grabs back his coat onto himself and throws himself into the sea. Why? He was ashamed. He had gone back to his old life. Hallelujah. He had lost faith. He was in a sea, and he was being beaten by situations and conditions, and totally forgot about the saving power of Jesus. Are we also like Peter this morning? after Resurrection Sunday, we have gone back to our old life. Everything is normal. Church only happens when we go to church. Are we also a church when we are out of church? Hallelujah. Is church only Sunday, or church is every day, wherever we are? If you're a business person, are you living the church life in your business? If you're a teacher, if you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, in your profession, are you living the life that Jesus offers us even in that place? Or you've lost hope and you've gone back to your old life? Hallelujah. But Jesus is right with you. He's waiting to reveal himself to you. And when he reveals himself to Peter, as we see, because he was naked, he plunges himself into the sea. Do we want Jesus to find us in that condition, our old lives? We don't. We don't. So we have to trust him that even after he died, and the good thing for us who have believed, who have salvation today, we know that he resurrected. But the disciples did not have any idea. Jesus spoke to them all in parables. So they knew he had lost. They had lost him and he was dead, gone. But for us who have received salvation today, we know that he rose. Because after all these disciples as well confirmed it to us. Because they all operated in the same power again. Jesus told them, go into the upper room, wait there in Jerusalem until you receive power. Hallelujah. They received power, they received a second life, and they went out doing what Jesus had purposed them as disciples. Because they had received the good news of the resurrection, and they had received the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus had promised them after the 40 days he spent on earth. They received that power. And we see them doing miracles and great things in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and all the other places where the disciples preached the message of the gospel. Healing the lame, the one at the beautiful gate, the man that was born limbless as a beggar at the temple gate. And so Peter comes to him. As usual, he was expecting a hand or something from Peter, silver, gold, the currency of the time. But Peter speaks to them that silver and gold we do not have, but whatever we have, we shall give it to you. They took up his hand and said, rise up, man. Begin to walk. Jump. The man jumped and leaped on his feet. Why? Because the disciples were operating in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They had received the power that Jesus promised them through the Holy Spirit that would help them fulfill the message of the gospel and restore back hope into humanity. And we see that the man jumped and praised God. Your life is in that situation right now. Praise the Lord. And Jesus is offering you a second chance. He has the power to resurrection. He wants to restore that condition in your life. He wants to restore your marriage. He wants to restore your business. Are you going to celebrate him? Are you going to jump out and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering me. Hallelujah. The lame man did so. He thanked the Father. He thanked the apostles. Praise the Lord. And we see God being glorified. We see God being glorified. Because this man was born limbless from his childhood and had sat at the temple gate without a miracle in his life. You are here today in church and you're saying, I have gone to church each and every single hour a service is called. But it looks like something is not still changing in my life. You need a miracle. You need God to intervene in that condition. You need God to intervene in that situation. Hallelujah. But that miracle, you already have it. The apostles and the disciples operated in that power of the miracle of resurrection. Hallelujah. And so you have the same power today. The power that can resurrect your life back to life. Anything that has died in your life, back to life. Praise the Lord. Raise up your hands and say, Father, restore my life. Father, restore my marriage. Father, restore my business. Let your power be manifested in my life. Let your resurrection power be manifested in my life. From today, I want to trust in your power. I want to trust in the second chance that you have given me. Hallelujah. Let that be your prayer today. And ask God to come into your life, into that need, and into that area where you need an answer. Because he has an answer for you. He's ready to deliver you. Praise the Lord. He's ready to give you that answer. The disciples were at the sea. Like I said, the sea is a turbulent place. There's no peace when you are traveling in a boat or in a ship. There is no peace. You just pray, if I can reach land where I am going, I will thank God. Hallelujah. Your life could be at that despair. We saw when God delivered the Israelites from Egypt and he was walking them through the wilderness, they reached at the point where there was a sea right in front of them. They cried again. They cried, Moses, have you brought us here to die? Have you brought us here to be killed? Because Pharaoh had also charged with his men to come and take them back to Egypt because they had served them so well and it was to their profit as Egypt. These people cried. The Israelites cried again to Moses. Have you brought us here to die? We had wheat in Egypt. We could eat. We could sleep well. You're already in a ship and you're already in that challenge and you're asking yourself, I think where I were before, things were better. The challenge even gives you options. You start weighing things. The problem gives you a condition where you want to settle even to your past life. Yet you already have a new life. Hallelujah. You have a new life. But because the challenge has overwhelmed you, you want to go back to the old life. The Israelites cried to Moses. They forgot that this God who has led Moses to get them out of Egypt had also promised them that I will be with you. And we saw that God walked with them through day and through night. By the pillar of fire, he guided them. But they forgot. You have salvation today. And salvation has come to your door. Have you forgotten about Jesus? Have you forgotten about the offer that God has for you? You are crying back to the old life. You're crying back to your past. The milk that you used to drink in Egypt. Hallelujah. Oh, your past business. You are crying about that business. And some of this business, of course, were not worthy. Hallelujah. Maybe you are brewing alcohol, or maybe you are working in an alcohol industry. And you got saved. Today you're in church. But you're like, I think church life is boring. I would make money doing this business. I would make money doing this business. Hallelujah. You are weighing between options. You want to prefer even things that do not bring value to your life. Just because you thought it was giving you some peace, it was giving you some hope, That was a temporary hope. That was a temporary peace. And Jesus says, the peace that I give, it is not as of the world. Hallelujah. That peace comes through eternal life, through the gift of salvation and knowing what God has done to us and for us. The gift of salvation. A life that has been purchased. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The sea will always stand before you, and you will always find yourself in a certain sea. But as you go into that turbulence, as the sea tosses you left and right, are you able to invite Jesus in that condition? Are you able to invite Jesus in that circumstance? Praise the Lord. The disciples cried out as they were crossing the sea into Galilee, and Jesus was with them in the boat, asleep in the stern. They cried out, "Master, don't you see we are about to die? Don't you see the ship is about to sink? Don't you see we are about to be swallowed by the water? That could be your life today. And you know very well you have Jesus in your life. But why is he asleep? Why is he not bothered? Why can't he wake up and save you from the situation?" Hallelujah. Invite him. Invite him. Now the disciples did all that they could, and if they had any luggages, I believe they began to throw them out to lighten the ship. They did that. But there was no any other means they could be saved. Until when they ran to Jesus and said, "Master, don't you care that we are about to die? Don't you care?" And Jesus told them, he rose up from the sleep, "Why are you so afraid?" Hallelujah. "Why are you so afraid?" And that is what happens to our lives as believers, as children of God. We are afraid. We start throwing even what we have received through salvation. Hallelujah. We start throwing the things, the good things that we received in Christ, because we want to lighten our lives. Conditions cannot bear now. We cannot bear with what is coming. I believe if they had the power, these disciples, to lighten the boat for them to survive, they would have picked Jesus from his sleep and cast him into the sea. But I believe that was not going to be an answer, because the boat was not going to be light for them as well. They had a savior in the boat who could save them. Are you ready to invite Jesus in your life this morning? And I don't mean you being saved again, but in the condition that you're facing, in the challenge, in the circumstance that you're facing, you could have put Jesus to sleep in your life. How have you put Jesus to sleep in your life? Your prayer life. It is the only way we can call to him, through prayer. Have you called him in their life, in your life? Have you called him to intervene in that condition? Because he has the power to a second life for you. He's resurrected by from death to life. Praise the Lord. He resurrected back to life. And so that is the hope that we have, that the promises of God may be fulfilled in our lives. Are you living in that promise today? Have you taken of the promises that God has for you through his son, Jesus Christ? Are you walking the walk of salvation? Revelation 1:18 tells us, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And amen. And have the keys to health, to hell, and to death." Praise the Lord. He has the key to hell and to death. Meaning Jesus conquered the power of death. He conquered the power of death when he died and stayed in the tomb for 3 days. The Bible tells us that he went to the depth of hell and collected the keys from Satan, and he came and gave it to us. He gave us back our lives into our hands. He gave us back the power and the chance for us to reclaim all that we had lost through the works of Satan from our lives. And that is why we have life today. Hallelujah. He has the power, and we operate in that same power. John 3:15, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. This life, we are not living it after here. We are living it even here. Eternal life. The life of Jesus. Are we walking in his promises? Are we walking in the gifts that he promised us? Are we walking in the abundance of his promises over our lives? Hallelujah. Are we walking in the abundance of his promises? Praise the Lord. You could be at the sea. The disciples were there. But Jesus appeared in their lives. May Jesus appear in your life this morning. May you invite Jesus in your life this morning. In every area that seemed dead in your life, invite him this morning. And may he appear in that need. May he appear in that disease. May he appear in that sickness, in that lack, in that marriage that is struggling. May he appear and give it a life. Hallelujah. Because he resurrected and he holds the power. We often walk through dark moments, but in all that, we should know that there is life. And whenever the sun rises, we receive a new life. We receive hope. We receive peace. Somebody receive the hope of God this morning. Receive the peace of God in your life this morning. Night may come, but morning has also come. When Jesus changed the season for these disciples as they were catching fish, their life changed. They caught multitudes of fish in the morning. The time that no one would tell you you'll be able to catch fish. Their season changed. May a season change in your life this morning. May your season change in finances this morning. May the season change for you in your marriage this morning. Where people expected you not to survive that marriage, may God give you the grace. May God give you the power. Where people expected that business would die by the end of this month, may God give you the second chance and give that marriage a new life. Or that business a new life. Hallelujah. Because he has the power to resurrect that business, that condition, that need in your life. The season changed for the disciples, and they realized this was Jesus, the one who had died, the one whom they had lost hope of, had come back to them. They saw him. I pray that you will not be surprised when Jesus appears to you. You will receive him in peace. Because when disciples noticed him, he said, "Peace be with you." May the peace of God be with you this morning, in all that you face, in all that you do in your life, in the life of your children. May his peace overwhelm you. Hallelujah. He said, "Peace be with you." Sometimes you can be shocked that God and Jesus does something in your life. Because you could have tried by all means and you cannot. You may also be scared by the presence of God when he comes into your life. Hallelujah. But because he comes in peace, he wants you to know that he's in charge. Hallelujah. He wants you to know that he's in charge of your life. Peace be with you. And he often said that to the disciples, even when they face a challenge at the sea. He calmed down the oceans. He calmed down the sea and said, "Peace, be still." And the waters ceased. And the disciples wondered, "Who is this man? The oceans, that the waters listen and hear his voice." What is that condition that you want God to surface into your life? What is that problem that you want that problem to hear the voice of the Lord this morning? Speak to that problem. Speak to that condition. Because God comes to your life with peace and he brings you the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. 40 days after Jesus resurrected, he lived with his disciples. He taught them. He performed miracles. As I said, the Bible says that there would be no place that could hold the miracles that Jesus performed, even if they were to be written down. If your problem has not been mentioned, you know he handled it. If your need has not been mentioned in the Bible, we have talked about the fishes. We have talked about the sudden disappearances. We have multitudes of miracles that Jesus performed. Walking into closed rooms, when the disciples were in the upper room with doors locked and they were in despair, they were in trouble, they were crying in their hearts, knowing they had lost Jesus. From nowhere, Jesus appeared in a closed room. That was a miracle. May Jesus appear in your life this morning. May Jesus appear wherever you have not invited him this morning. Hallelujah. Because he has the power and he knows you are a child of God. To him who has believed him, he gave them the power to become children of God. Hallelujah. And we inherit in everything that sons inherit, that children inherit. He called to his disciples and he said, "Children, have you any fish? Have you any bread? Do you have anything that you have caught?" Hallelujah. And they said, "No, we have nothing." Maybe you're facing something difficult in your life today and you've seen no way out of it. And Jesus wants to come in. He's asking you, "My daughter, my son, have you tried all ways you've failed? Can I come in? Are you ready to invite him this morning?" Hallelujah. Invite him this morning in that condition and things will change for your good. Hallelujah. Your season will change and the great things that we are looking for this year will begin to manifest in our lives. Hallelujah. The great things that we are believing God for this year will begin to manifest. Let's not go back into our old lives. Let it not end with Easter. Each and every single day that we live, let's reflect on the goodness of God, on his mercies upon our lives, and the wonderful things that he has done for our lives. Let us not only thank him for the good things, but also in trying moments, in challenges. Hallelujah. And then he will reveal himself in us. Praise the Lord. Let's rise up on our feet as we pray over the word. Everyone on your feet. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed. Father, we want to thank you this morning for the gift of life. We thank you for your word that you've given to us, Lord. We believe in the power of your name. We believe in the power of your resurrection, Lord. May this word that you've spoken to us cause a new thing to happen in our lives. Cause a new thing to happen in our finances. Cause a new thing to happen in our marriages, Lord. Father, where hope has been lost, may you restore hope this morning. Where peace has been lost, may you restore peace this morning. Father, may we walk in the empowerment of your Holy Spirit. May that promise help our Lord, Father, come and help us even in our weakest moment. We invite you, Jesus, that let your word speak through our hearts. Let your word minister to us and cause new things to occur. May your word resurrect our lives and everything that had died in our lives in these 40 days that you walked earth, O Father, King of glory, after your resurrection. May we walk in the power of that resurrection as we say, "Thank you, Father, for the great things that you're doing in our lives and the things you're about to do in our lives." We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name and we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give God a hand of praise and a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God. And you love God. And you want to engage with Him. But you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through Him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you're most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your new phone life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.